and it makes you a little probably processes, besides that people don't know what they're doing. That's a serious problem. but besides that, that people, even that you know that you're doing, we also not very aware of the brachas we're saying. I mean, the reason we make 100 brachas a day at least is to make us aware that this creator of the universe who gives us every drop of water we drink and every crumb of bread that we eat. So that also sometimes, you know, we technically might be saying the good bracha, but the right bracha we're not aware. One thing that I find, which is, it's interesting, but it works, that once you start learning Ichus brachas, and therefore you start paying more attention to which brachas you need, if you need another bracha, which bracha is it, so then you also pay more attention to the blessing you're saying. So that's also, it's not a direct effect of the class, but it has a big size, good side effect. So let me give you here the pages. Each one, you know, I'll pass you all of them and give me the extras. It's just two pages for each student. Most basic, simple bracha that we know is the bracha on bread. Amitza lechem min haaretz. Now we're gonna see this Hashem today that there are two types of lechem. There are two types of pas. Pas is also a Hebrew word for bread. Chazal say that there are two types of pas. This pas lechem, it's number one. Which bread? That's regular bread. I'll tell you basically the basic conditions for something to be a mitzi. We'll see as we go along that a lot of these things we have to go in more details. The first is that, as an introduction, we have to remember that bread for thousands of years was always part of a meal. Every meal consists of bread. When Chazal, when the place we talk about eating, means washing, making a mitzi, because of muscle. That's eating. Every meal consists of bread. Now, if you were rich, besides bread, so you had also meat and potatoes. And if you were poor, so you had bread, maybe potatoes. But that was every meal, that means bread is considered in halacha as the main part of the meal, and the rest of the things are coming along to help. Now, the conditions for something to be bread, first of all, has to be a dough that's made out of the five types of grains. It's called chamisha min hadagon, which are wheat, barley, spelt, rye, and oats. Again, I repeat: wheat, barley, spelt, rye, and oats. Yeah. If it's not made out of one of these five types of grains, if it's made out of rice, it's made out of corn, then the brocha won't be a moiti. Would be probably shakel near its border. Es trigo, cebada, avena, centeno, y espelta.
Avena, centeno?
Y espelta. Who said thank you?
Ayala.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay, now, also, the second condition has to be baked in an oven, as opposed to frying or cooking. Another, the third important condition, that has to be that this, the end product of this dough has to be something that is edible with the main course of the meal. I mean, like, again, if you make it too sweet, so that became a cake, that's not bread. It has to be that the consistency and the taste, it's mainly, it could be eaten with the main part of the meal. Okay, so that's lechem. That's what we call lechem, that's how much lechem is. We'll talk about when it stops being bread, but that's bread. Today's class, what we're going to start doing today, it's number two. It's something called Pas Ababa Kisnim. Now, Pas Ababa Kisnim, the translation is bread that comes with, some say nuts. Rashi says in the Gemara that Kisnim means nuts. It's like it's a dough that is filled with nuts. Some say that means pockets. We'll see the difference, but it's something that the definition is the following. It's a dough that you change the taste of the dough, or the consistency, the texture of the dough, and now it's not bread. It's something that's made, it's supposed to be used as a snack. Like 4:30 in the afternoon when you're a little hungry, you're supposed to eat one of those. Or for dessert. It's what we call cake, cookies, those things. So this is similar to bread, because it's flour and water. However, since you change the taste or the consistency of the things, so it loses its property to be used as bread. Therefore, the halacha of this possible kisnim is the following. If you use it like you meant to use it, so the bracha is b'rei minim hazoinos, because it's a snack. and the after blessing is Menshola Shalamei Keval Kalkala. However, we're going to see if you decide to make a meal out of this. Right? Let's say somebody comes home very hungry and there's no supper. So you say, well, why should I eat four or five slices of bread? I might as well eat four or five slices of chocolate cake. Right? Stays there. But this person made out of cake their meal, supper. So the halacha says that in that case, the person has to wash their hands, say anetil yadayim, take a piece of the chocolate cake, say amoytzi lechem min ha'aretz, and then after they finish that meal, they have to say birkas hamazon. So that's what we learned. The pasuk of kisim again, the regular natural usage of these things is, like I say, as a snack, as a dessert, and therefore the brachas by emunah mezaydus. And the after brach is men gimel, men shalosh, shalamichi al kalkala. However, if you formalize a meal, we're going to have to define this better, but if you formalize a meal out of this, if you formalize a meal with this cake or cookies or pretzels, we're going to see what's in this category, then it becomes bread, and therefore the brach is amoytzi lechem min ha'aretz, and the after bracha is birkas hamazon. Okay? So that's what we're going to see today. Okay, so let's go to number two over here in the page that I gave you. What's this Passover kisses? What's included in this Passover kiss? Right? So there are three definitions. The first definition, which says pockets, that's the opinion of Ravenu Hananel. One of the Rishayim, we're going to see the three opinions of Rishayim. The first one is Ravenu Hananel. He was a student of the Rif. His opinion is very, very accepted by the Poskim. He explains that when the Gemara says that this Passover kisim, again, if you eat it as a snack, it's mezleinus, and if you eat it as a meal, it's a mitzvah, he's talking about those that were filled up, that you put fill in it, like a pie, like a cherry pie, like an apple pie. That means you took a dough, even if the dough would be a bread dough, you add water and flour, but you put it in a pan, and then you put up a kind of cherries or apples or something like that. That's what we're talking about. It's filled dough. Okay, that's the first explanation. Again, because right, a cherry pie, you cannot eat it with the cholent and the schnitzel. It doesn't go very well. That's why it's supposed to be cake. Now, in this definition, you know what? Let me tell you first the three definitions, then we go into more details. The first definition is when it's pockets. Second one, sweet, is the opinion of Rashi and the Rambam. Rashi and the Rambam explain that Passover bekisim is those that were sweetened, that you add sweet things to the dough, sugar, honey, eggs, and that's why it stops being bread, became a cake. So also here, and we're going to go into more details how sweet it has to be, right? But that stops being a bread. And the third definition is like a cracker, it breaks. You change the texture, it's very, very thin, and therefore that dough, again, it became a cracker. Right? Cracker is not meant to be used as bread. I don't think I'm checking if this is a
Rav
Haigon. It's one of the games. So I think we have three definitions. What's the first of our kisim again? The first opinion is the opinion of Rabbeinu Hananel, which he holds that it's those that were filled up with, for sure, with sweet things, and that's what made it mezainos. The second opinion is the opinion of Rashi and the Rambam, which is sweet dough. And the third opinion, we're saying, is the opinion of Rabbeinu Hananel, of Rav Haigon, which he holds that it's those that, again, you made it bristle, you make it that it breaks, and therefore it's not meant to be used as bread. Bread is meant to be fluffy. If it's too hard, so then it's not meant to be used as bread. The reason is because bread is supposed to fill you up. The main purpose of the bread is to fill you up. And if it's like a cracker, so then you have to eat a lot of them to fill you up. Okay, double check on the name, but I think that okay, double check on the third name. But okay, let's go first into the first definition, into pockets. So everybody agrees that when the filling is sweet, so then it becomes, but it's Passover kisim. Everybody agrees. That means that if the filling you put into the dough it's sweet, like I say, cherry or apples with cinnamon and sugar or something like that, then it becomes pasul. And like I told you, even if the dough is bread dough, even if you took your challah recipe and you just put it right, put it in a pan and you fill it up with something sweet, it's bread in there, mezainas, unless you make your whole meal out of it. Now, if the filling is salty, that means it's what Chazal call is food that is usually eat as a main course. Let's say you made a tuna fish pad, right? You make like a pie, or you make a casserole, like a meat casserole, or cheese. Things that are not used as a dessert. So then the truth is that it's a machloek is a place to. There are those, the tasks, he says that there's no difference. I mean, that those are fill of, doesn't matter what's the filling, if it's salty or if it's sweet, it's always boiling in mezainos. However, most poiskim argue with him. Most poiskim, that means everybody else, Magen Avraham, the Mishabura, the Ochashulchan, everybody else, say that if the filling is salty, then the broch on this item is a moitzei lechem haaretz. Because instead of making yourself a tuna fish sandwich, right, you put it in the dough and you put it in the whole thing in the oven. So most poiskim argue with the opinion of the Taz and say that pasul of the kisim, that is mezainos, it's only when the filling is sweet. If the filling is salty, right, if it's meat, a meat pie, or like I tell you, tuna fish or cheese, something like that, mushroom pie, right? So that, again, that's something that people eat with a steak. So that there are lots of uses as bread. Now, of course, if you're using a different dough, let's say you use some pastry dough. So then, of course, mezainos is because of the dough. But I'm saying if the dough is bread dough or something like that, and the filling is salty, most people can say that you have to wash your hands and say a moitzei lechem haaretz, because they say like a meat sandwich, something like that. We're going to go into more details on this. Yes, ma'am.
If you make a recipe on it, then how does that work? I mean, with the fact that you can't make bread, milk, or meaty, like when you bake.
Yeah, well, if you make a small quantity, then you could.
Like just one time.
Again, if you make the amount of ties that you're gonna eat in one, one function, that would be okay.
Just, like, put something on the top.
Yeah, if you see the meat, then you don't have to do anything. But if you make again a small amount, then you're fine. That's for yonte, right? The problem, it's a problem not to make meaty bread on milky bread. So okay, again, if you make a small amount, then you're okay. Yeah.
But we never eat pies like dessert or snacks. We always eat them a salad pie. Well, we always eat them like a meal, so the tart.
Well, they're salted.
Yes. So
the question is when it says filling, what does filling mean?
No, I know, but the taz says that it's mezonos, but we just said that mezonos that we eat is like meat.
I understand because the taz holds that once we say that fillings, again, the general rule is that those with fillings is usually used as a snack. You made something strange and you fill it with cheese. Okay, doesn't make a difference. Chazal didn't make such a difference. Okay, now the second definition is sweet dough. Now, how sweet has to be? The Beis Yosef says that as long as you could taste the sweetness, as long as you could sense some sort of sweetness in the dough, that makes it mezainos. However, we Ashkenazim don't go by that. We Ashkenazim, our definition is that it has to be so sweet that you cannot eat it with the main course. Because we Ashkenazim, says that Amo, we make very sweet challah for yontif, mm-hmm. Right? And they even put raisins and sometimes nuts and whatever, and it's very, very sweet. However, people eat this sweet challah for yontif with the cholent and the gefilte fish. So again, we hold that as long as if it's so sweet that you won't do such a thing. Chocolate cake, nobody would eat it with chocolate. I mean, most people, right? It doesn't go together, right? So therefore, it becomes mezainos. But even if it's quite sweet, but you will be able to make yourself, I don't know, a kolkot sandwich with that. So then we hold it's a moitzei lechem min haaretz. Now, of course, there's very controversial issues, including this definition. We're going to talk about the famous mezainos rolls. And we have to talk about pizza. Of course, a lot of juicy, controversial things in this part of the shiur. But we're going to leave those extreme cases for the end of the class. Once we know all the information, we'll be able to judge together what the halacha should be. But of course, those things are included. This is pizza. The question is if it's filling, it's not filling, and it's salty filling, and these sweet things. Okay, the third definition is bristle. Again, something that it breaks. Something that, like a cracker. So crackers are included in this halacha. Pretzels are also included in this halacha. Also, well, basically, the cookies are also included in this halacha. Cookies have two claims to be mezoinus. Ones are usually sweet, and also that it's this that it breaks. Now, an important question that we have to explain over here is the brocha on matzah. Sfarim, the truth that Sfarim do on matzah and breading the mezoinus throughout the year, which we is very understandable, because again it's a cracker, it's a big cracker, but it's something brittle, it's something that breaks. So therefore, that's why Sfarim make breading mezoinus on matzah, except on Pesach. On Pesach they say because the Torah calls it bread, the Torah calls it lechem ani, and that's what it means. Now we Ashkenazim don't do that. We Ashkenazim, whenever we eat matzah, we wash and we say Amayte Lechem in Eretz. Now the question is why? The Pesachim don't say that we should change our custom, we should start making mezoinus and matzah. They say that we Ashkenazim be saying Amayte and matzah for hundreds, probably thousands of years, and therefore they justify such a behavior. There's two basic claims why we are allowed to continue making Amayte and matzah. One claim, which I don't fully follow it. It's not, I don't, you'll see. It's one say that the matzah is not as hard as crackers. It's a little softer. It doesn't break as much. But I guess we could. Our matzahs are as hard as crackers, as hard as pretzels. But that's not such a good claim. The second claim, which is an important claim, is that matzahs are baked and used as bread. I mean, remember, this part of the kids we say that it's something that was baked and is used commonly as a snack or as a dessert. But we don't use matzahs as crackers, we use matzahs as bread. Right? It's baked that way and we use it that way. The big matzahs for sure. In England, I don't know if there's English girls this year, but in England they have small, right, they have tea matzahs, that's right. They have like little matzahs that looks like a little cracker. Now, that, the shape itself, we'll see, it shows that it is mezoinus. You can say very minus on that, because the shape, it shows that it's made for a snack. So therefore, those are mezoinus. But the regular matzahs, the big matzahs, that are baked and they use as bread, so the place can say that we can continue making amayitza lechem min art. There's another important halacha. What with breadsticks? Breadsticks are really made out of water and flour. However, they are breakable. So right, they are brittle. So therefore, they are vitamin mezoinos. But the other claim for them to be mezoinos is that the shape shows that it's not meant to make a meal. We all can understand that, right? We were very surprised if we come to a formal meal, let's say a wedding, right? In the middle, there's a basket full of breadsticks, right? There's supposed to be bread in the middle of the table, not breadsticks. So that shows that that's why these items are boine mine mezoinus. Again, if you eat the amount of bread, we'll see that a formal as a meal, then you have to wash. But if you use it as a snack, if you just want to have one or two with your salad or your tuna fish, then you have the right to say boine mine mezoinus. Okay, in the first category on things with pockets, we mentioned that if the filling is salty, the halacha is that is amayitza lechem min haaretz according to most places. Now we have borekas, a fill up with potatoes, you see, with cheese, some of the cheese, right? But that's a meal, right? But that's a meal food. Potatoes, salty potatoes are a meal food, and the question is why we make breading mezoinus on bereka. So there are two claims. First of all, the dough is full of margarine, So that's considered that you added something to the dough, like you sweetened the dough. Also, it's also breakable. It bristles. It breaks. It's a little like crunchy. So that's why borekas is bere mine mezainas. That's the reason for borekas.
So a pie, you have to say
if it's what type of pie?
A tuna pie.
Yeah, we'll have to see how much we have to eat of it, but yeah, we'll talk about it. Okay, let's talk about first the mezonos rolls. You should leave it for then. I don't want to get people to get scared the first day of class. But let's talk about these mezonos rolls. There's something very, very strange out there in the world. They call it mezonos rolls. Here in Israel it gets a little hard because they call it lachmaniot mezonot. Now, lachmaniot is a word that comes from the word lechem, right? Some people call it mezonos bread. Now, just
with a sticker.
Yeah. Now, the word itself is hard to pronounce. Mezonos bread. If it's bread, so it's amazing, right? And if it's mezonos, so it's not bread, it's cake. So the question is, what is this all about? Most poskim hold, the great majority of poskim hold that those mezonos bread is those mezonos rolls are amoitza lechem in aretz, and that's the correct procedure. If you serve one of those rolls, you should wash your hands, say amoitza lechem in aretz, and bifas amas. Now we have to explain why. First of all, it's used as bread. We don't use it as cake. If you go on the airplane, right? So the non-Jew that has his non-kosher meal has a very similar role, right? It's called bread. If you ask the steward to give you another piece of cake, he'll tell you, "I'm sorry, we don't have cake. You want another roll?" Right? They we see it, we call it bread. We use it as bread, right? The same way as somebody would eat for breakfast, such a thing. So therefore, if bacon is used as bread, that's a big claim to be a mitzvah lechem aretz, independently of what ingredients you have. It's no worse than matzah, right? Matzah really, really should be mezonos, but we make a moitzi was because we use it as bread. That's one very strong argument. Another strong argument is that even though these rolls are made up with, usually with apple cider, there are a lot of apple cider, some even only with apple cider, and that's why it's a little sweet. But again, it's not so sweet that you wouldn't eat it with your menu. If it would be so sweet, then you wouldn't do it. Here in Israel, for example, outside the Makos, they have two types of this lachmaniot. They have lachmaniot that are moitzi, they should be, and they have ones that say, they say mezonos. Now, the ones that say mezonos, the typical Israeli takes those things, they cut into two, and they put tchina and cucumbers. Or they put, I don't know, kol kots and tomatoes in it. And they give it to the kids to take on a trip. Now, they're using it as bread. And again, nobody takes rogalach, right, and puts mayonnaise and kol kots into it, right? It just doesn't go. So it tastes almost like bread, or it tastes, again, it's not so sweet that you wouldn't eat it with the main course.
I call it the much sweeter.
Right, okay, right. And we use it as bread, and it's baked to be used as bread, so therefore the broth on bread is amaitze lechem min aretz. Now, how come they have a sticker that says mezonos? How come some people claim that it's mezonos? Because when we spoke about how sweet the dough has to be, so I just told you that it depends on the taste of the end result. That means if it tastes so sweet that you wouldn't be able to eat it with the main course, it's mezonos. If it's not so sweet, then it's a mitzvah lechem min aretz. However, there are some places who hold that's only when you mix water with sweetness. When we took water and honey, or water and sugar. Then, to establish if this item is a moitzi mezonos, so it depends on the taste. There are, however, some poskim who say that if the only liquid that was used is something that we call mei peiros, fruit juices, then it doesn't matter how it tastes. The alcoholism would say that if you only add apple cider, or you only add milk or eggs into this flour, then some say that it doesn't matter how it tastes, like it's vitamin and mezonos. And that's why there are people, there are caterers or there are airplane companies or whatever you want to call them, that they rely on such a thing. And they only bake it with that. There's a famous pizza shop here in Yerushalayim, it's called Uri's Pizza. They're very proud because into the dough they only add milk. It's flour and milk. And therefore, we know people make mezzanis and pizza, we'll talk about that soon. But since they know people do mezzanis and pizza, so the extra obligates these pizza shops to only add or milk or apple cider. I mean, they really will see that the exchange really holds is amazing. But they know people commonly say that for one slice it's only mezzanis. For one and a half slices. So therefore, they want to somehow justify that behavior, and they rely on the minority of poskim who hold that if it's only fruit juices, then it's by mezzanis. However, most poskim don't hold like that. Including that is the Mishabura. The Mishabura clearly says in Siman Kuf Samachet, it's very clear, very sharp, that it has to be so sweet that you wouldn't eat it with the main course. It doesn't matter how the amounts of you add it, because again, it would be very strange that the halacha depends on which ingredients you put. Again, we say that the nature of this Passover kizim is a snack, it's a cake, right? So therefore, why do I care what you put into it? If it tastes like bread, and you use it as bread, so it's bread. So therefore, again, stay away from these things, or if you want to buy them, wash your hands, say Amoitse Lechaminayetz, and say it's a Muslim, that's a great thing. Yeah. Now, the reason, and that's very, very sharp, there's a sefer called Ilchos Brochos from Asheville, a very, very good sefer Ilchos Brochos by Rabbi Yamin Forst, very good sefer Ilchos Brochos. He has a whole, in his chapter of Pasach and Mekizim, he has a section called The Fallacy of Mezzanis Rules. And he gets very, very strong into why this is not Mezzanis and not issue, everything is Mezzanis. In the Askel to that sefer, Rav Yecheskel wrote, one of the big poskim Borkar, wrote him that it's very nice to write a sefer Brochos, but I have to make sure that everybody knows that those rules are not Mezzanis and people, I tell you why people do it. The truth is, if we analyze this honestly, the reason why people want to make these mezzanis rolls is because people are lazy. People don't want to wash, and people don't want to say amoitz, and they want to say b'tzamas. The caterers feel bad for the customers that they have to go and wash their hands. So they make something, right, that it's mezzanis, right? But the truth is that these rolls are very, very not, they have very little to mezzanis. The claim to mezzanis is very, very weak. And therefore, again, you should when you get these things, you have no problem. You wash the amoitz minchum aretz, and then because of Muslim, you'll enjoy this world and the next world. Yeah.
So as a veg, sometimes I'll serve for lunch like pizza, but the pizza will be on, like, you really, if you ask, and they're like, are you sure? And I'll be like, yes, go nuts. And then what are you doing there?
Okay. let's talk about pizza. That's the mezzanis rolls part. Let's talk about pizza. Well, as we know, pizza is right though. Homemade pizza. Let's start from there. Homemade pizza is made with flour and water. People make a pizza at home. They don't bother to put this fancy milk or this apple cider. Anyways, you can't taste them, so why should you put into it? Right, so people at home make pizza with flour and water. So it's bread. Right, the dough is for sure a bread dough. Now, even though you added tomato sauce and cheese and oregano, right? But again, the most poskim hold that when the filling is salty, then the brocha is Amoitse Lechem Haaretz. It's no, there are a lot of, most places view this pizza, homemade pizza, as it would be if you take toast with tomato sauce and you put cheese. Right? Toast with melted cheese is Amoitse Lechem Haaretz. So that's how most places can look at this pizza. Now, I told you already, the reason why people have it that is part of a kizim is, again, in Yerushalayim, at least, the Eksherim, the Ida Haredis and Rav Rubin, the serious Eksherim, they force the pizza shops to use milk or apple cider. You have to realize, the pizza shop doesn't want to use that, right? It's more expensive for them than to use water from the tap. But since people have it, that pizza is mezzaina, so that's why they want to help out the thing. But again, the sweetness in the dough in pizza, you cannot taste it. It would be so sweet that you would, right, that you would be able to taste the sweetness, right, then nobody would buy such pizza. right? Maybe for its Friday. Maybe for its Friday that it's a bit sweet. Maybe for its Friday with mezonin. But for us, again, the dough is not so sweet. We eat it with cheese, tomato sauce, and oregano. Sometimes they put tuna fish, and they put mushrooms. It's a whole, right? It's a meal. Second of all, commonly people, most people eat pizza as a meal. I know there are people there that maybe they have one triangle as a snack, but most people in the world, they go to the pizza shop for supper. Or when they're hungry and they stop in a pizza shop and they have a meal out of pizza. So therefore, on pizza again, even if you have one slice, the correct procedure is to wash your hands, take the pizza, say Amitzen and Chemer Naoretz, and then say Bikzamasu. I know a lot of people out there, they say for one slice is Mezoinas, and for two slices of Amitzen and Chemer Naoretz, that, again, but they're basing themselves on the fact that the dough is sweet, which would say is certainly not the majority of the Peskin, and they base themselves that it's called a dough with filling, which again we say most Peskin hold that when the filling is salty, is really a Amitzen Lechem Min Haaretz. So they're taking two very, very weak positions to make mezonos on that. Really, really, the bracha should be Amoitze Lechem Haaretz. You're better off saying Amoitze Lechem Haaretz on pizza. Yeah.
What if somebody has pizza and they're just gonna have a mash stick of rice on it?
I would mamash say Amoitze Lechem Haaretz. Again, it tastes like bread. It looks like bread. The filling is salty. It doesn't make any difference. It, I don't think it makes any difference. Yeah. No. We're gonna talk about it. If you take breadcrumbs, you have to make a much less mess. We have to wash your hands. To wash your hands makes a difference. How much bread you're gonna eat? If you're gonna eat less than a kazai, some say you don't even have to wash your hands. Common practice is to wash your hands, but without a brocha. And if you want to make a brocha, you have to eat a kabeitza. You have to eat two kazeitzes. But to make the brocha of Mitzvah Chametz, if you take a crumb of bread, it's still a Mitzvah Chametz.
Then you have to bench.
No. For a kazeitz, you have to bench. For less than a kazeitz, you won't have to.
What would you say
after? Nothing. It's like you drink less than a release of wine. A sip of water, you have to make an after less. So it's not a shir. Yeah.
Can you just repeat what you said about like Mahajan and the Rebbe Rubin is saying that you have to use certain ingredients?
They tell this pizza shop that if you want me to give an extra pizza shop, then you have to add only apple cider to the dough.
Only milk
to the dough.
Because
people out there say that for one slice of pizza is mezonos. So if they wouldn't add that, then nobody in the world would have the right to say mezonos. That's completely wrong. If you add only apple cider, only milk, right? So then there are poskim who say that it's mezonos. There is such opinion. And also there is an opinion that say that if the filling is salty, it's also so that's how they want to justify the average person walks into a pizza shop. But for you and me, we tell them that it's not really right. Who are we fooling? Even if you put only apple cider, it doesn't taste so sweet that you wouldn't eat it with cheese, oregano, and tomato sauce. And to rely that the filling is that it's a dough with filling, it's also very not good. Because again, it's not right because most places don't hold that when the filling is salty, most people can say that it's also much different from that.
So you think that the more like charity, Hashem and the organization would do the opposite. It would make it so that there's no chance of doing so. Instead, they're kind of like,
I tell you, they have a problem. They have a problem. You say if they're so serious about it, they should just put water into the dough and put a big sign that the pizzas are Moitzel Lechem Haaretz. You know what would happen? It would lose a lot of customers. Because the truth is that a lot of the average person says like, oh, for one slice of Moitzel. That's what we, right? That's what people say out there, right? That's what people have it. So if I'm going to put in my pizza shop that my pizza is Amoitzel Lechem Haaretz, people are going to say, like, oh, why? well, you know, next blood is Nazaina, so why should I?
I guess it's that then you buy like over like the, you know, the
halacha,
and that's not washing.
I understand. I'm not saying there's nobody who to rely on. There is opinions to rely on, but it's really, really not correct.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Any other questions on this section? Okay, let's go to number three. Remember, so we learned that if you take this pasuk of the kizun and you eat a small amount, the normal amount for a snack, then is mezonos and alamechi alak alkala. But if you made a meal out of it, then it becomes a meitzel lechem na'ar. Now that term, that's called kovea suda. Kvia suda means that you formalize a meal out of this pasuk of the kizun. Now, formal and informal doesn't mean if you're wearing a tie or you're not wearing a tie. Formalizing a meal means the amount of this pasavah kizun that you eat. Let me see, if you eat the amount of a snack, it's the same. How much is that? So first of all, there are three opinions in the Peshkim. I'll tell you all the opinions. There are three opinions how much pasavah kizun you have to eat to make it that it should be called bread, that it should be called a mitzvah. Some say the question is, where should we establish that shear? Which area of halacha we have what's a suda, what's a meal? What's the average of a meal? It doesn't say in this halacha what's a meal. So, first we try to borrow it from different areas. The first opinion says that if you eat three or four beitzim of bread. Again, a beitzah is two kazeisim. If we assume that a kazeis is 30 grams, I'll soon tell you in ounces how much it is. So then, a beta would be 60 grams. So 60 times 4, let's say, right? That would be a kvir suda. They get this shear from erubin, to make an erub, right? To be able to carry from an apartment building or from one courtyard to a different courtyard. So we have to put 2 meals worth of bread, and that will make the erub. Now, so therefore we see that 2 meals of bread, right? There are different things if it's 6 or if it's 8 beitzim. So therefore, that's 2 mils for Shabbat. So 1 mil is half of it. So some say that is between 3 and 4 beitzim. Practically speaking, it's 230 grams, which is 8.11 ounces. So this is the first opinion. The first opinion is that you eat this amount, then you have to wash. If you want to visualize this 8.11 ounces, if you fill up a cup, like it's a plastic cup, that's how much we're talking about. This the average thing, if you fill it up like this, you have 230 grams of cake, which is very little, it's quite small, of crackers. So according to this first opinion, we'll see what the halacha is. If you eat this amount of cake or this amount of crackers, you have to wash, that's formalizing it. That's the first thing. Just 1 second. The second, which is very little, it's quite small. Now the second opinion holds that this is the other extreme. This opinion is the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch Arav, the Graz, the first Lubavitcher Rebbe. So he holds that we learn that what makes a meal based on the amount of bread that Hashem gave us in the Midbar, in the desert. Right? We ate for 40 years, man, and Hashem gave us 2 meals a day. How much bread Hashem gave us? So he gave us 43 beitzim, which is an incredible amount. It's 690 grams of bread. Anybody knows how to treat grams to ounces?
How much? 690?
690, which is a lot. 690, I mean, it would be like 2 chalas. 2 average chalas or 1 huge chal, a little more than that. Now, according to that, you will never have to wash. Now, people from Chabad actually do that. People from Chabad would eat a whole pizza pie or mezonos rolls and they never wash. That's his opinion. Now, the third opinion, which is most poskim, including the Gaon de Vilna and the Mishnah Berurah, most poskim say that it's the amount of the average adult, the amount of bread that the average adult will eat in a meal, that's how much it's kviyas suda. So if we could say the average adult would eat for a meal, let's say they only eat bread for starters. Let's say they eat 4 to 5 slices of bread. Well, again, not if you eat a very light breakfast, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking for your main meal. Depends where you come from. It could be dinner, it could be supper, it could be lunch, whatever it is. Let's say it would be 4 to 5 slices of bread. That's how much cake you have to eat. Again, this is when you're all eating that. Right? Let's say, let's imagine you're coming home for supper, and you haven't eaten, you haven't eaten ahead of lunch. The person would eat, let's say, 2 sandwiches. Oh, a little more than that. So that's with 4 or 5 slices gone. So therefore, if a person would eat that amount in chocolate cake, or in cherry pie, right, and crackers, whatever it is, so that's bread. So therefore, for that, you wash your hands, see how much is left on the ice, and then you see pieces of muscle. The halacha is like them, most places you hold like that, and therefore, that's if you only eat in this past about the kid.
And get out of the front door?
I don't know how many grams of bread. But it's, again, it's like 2 or 4 or 5 slices of bread.
A la vista. Where I could see.
Yeah.
But in cake, how many pieces?
That's time.
Usually people make the slice of cake are thicker.
3 slices of cake.
So I would say 3. Yeah, 3 or 4, it depends how thick you
eat. But what happens if you eat it and you saw that you were going to eat it?
So if somebody is coming home and they're going to have the equivalent of 5 slices of bread in cake, so therefore that's clearly a meal, that's not a snack, that's not for ourselves, and therefore you wash your hands, you take a piece of cake, you say, I'm going to the banana, you say, there's nothing wrong with it, but that's a brocha, right? Now, what happens if you, number two, if you change plans? That means you thought that you would have one tiny slice of cake, right? You were reading a book, and you will decide to have a slice of cake. Now, that was the following. If you suddenly decide that you're going to eat the whole cake, I mean, let's say you're having one slice, you suddenly decide you're going to have 4 or 5 more slices of cake. So in that at that moment, you have to go wash your hands, say a mitzvah lechem min haaretz, and afterwards, become a Muslim. You don't have to make an after blessing of the first slice of bread, of cake. So again, you thought you were having one slice of bread, one slice of cake, sorry. Then you drastically change. You suddenly decide to have 5 slices of cake, 5 more. So at that point, you get up, you wash your hands, and then you say, I'm going to select a minaret, and then you say, Birkas HaMos. Now, that's not very common. People usually don't go from 1 to 6. It's quite drastic. But one thing that does happen quite often is that you have one slice, and then you decide to have a second slice. Right? And then you have a first slice, right? And then you went right? And then by then they're like, whoops, I finished the cake, right? And then, then you realize that you ate 5 slices of cake, or crackers, or cookies, or whatever it is. That's, yes, more common that happens. Now, in that case, since the halacha is, again, when you made the brocha original, you made mezonos, you were right, because it was going to be a snack, right? Since it turned out to be a meal, so after you're having your meal, you have to say Birkas HaMazon. And it's not a contradiction. Again, since you started as a snack, so you had 100% you were 100% right to make Bar Yamin HaMezainas. But since the end result was that it was a meal, so therefore, in that case, you would have to say because a month.
What happened if you did a Megillah on a Monday and then you just eat 8-1?
That I usually don't even teach that case because that never happens. I mean,
but if it wasn't good and you didn't know,
so then it would be very unmakeable. If you have a kazai, so then yeah, the other way around. I usually don't skip that case because it's very rare. But and especially again, this person decided it's going to have 5 slices of cake and suddenly decided to have half. But okay, if it happens, then you would do such a thing. Yeah.
And you talked about the case if you eat one and then you eat another and another, but what if you eat one and then you decide you're going to have enough that you would need to bench? Would you make the bracha corona and then go on?
Oh, oh, oh. Right. So that's the I didn't speak about this case. Right. You had one or two, and then you decide to have another two. So that case you don't have to wash. You can continue with your mezainos. At the end you have to break the mezainos. Right, so that's just a way of making it clear. I spoke about an extreme case. The person wanted to have one slice of bread and then decided to have another five.
Right.
That person has to wash and say, I'm going to the chametz, and then make some us. Another case that I spoke about was you were eating one, and then another one, and another one. At the end, you ate five. In that case, the after bracha is make some us. That's his case, right?
Wait, I'm saying, like, if you have one and then you decide you wanted to have four more, wouldn't you need to say the bracha corona and then go wash?
No. That's what I'm saying. You don't have to make enough. You don't have to make the bracha corona.
You have to go wash.
Right. You have to go wash and the right and the big samosa will include also the first one. Because at the end of the day, it turned out that it was all part of the meal. That's insane. So we'll talk about that. Okay, now what's the loss of this Passover vacation with all the food? Let's say you have crackers with tuna fish. So again, there are points you must say that you have to eat this amount of Passover vacation only. I mean, you have to have the equivalent of 4 or 5 slices of bread in crackers. And then you have to wash and say, I'm going to the Hametz and however, the Magen Avraham and most poskim say that no. Of course, the average adult eats 4 or 5 slices of bread if they're only eating bread. But if you give this person meat and potatoes, they will only add 2 slices of bread because they're going to fill up with the meat and potatoes. Right? Of course, you eat less bread when you have a whole meal with it. So therefore, most poskim hold that if you eat the amount of Passover kisim that the average adult will have when they have meat and potatoes, that's enough. Let's say it will be 2.5 slices of bread, right? With let's say 2 slices of bread, let's say with rice and meat, right? So therefore, again, they say that all the food combined makes it a formal meal, right? Let's say I come home tonight and I have, let's say, meat and I have rice and I have crackers. If I eat the equivalent in crackers of 2.5 slices of bread, so therefore my meal turned out to be a formal meal. Just instead of bread, I use crackers. So therefore the brocha originally should take the crackers, say I'm mixing the aretz, and then at the end, say bring some else.
But cracker is always dessert.
No,
galleta
salada.
No.
What happens if you eat it like a dessert?
And it happens the same, if you start, you want to do, you took 2 and you ate more than you have to 6 grams of salt, just like
right,
that before.
Right. That's also very common. Let's say you had crackers with tuna fish, right? You thought you have 3 or 4 crackers, right? At the end of the day, you have 10 crackers, right? So then at the end, you make big samosa. Now, according to this halacha, that Passover kisnet is combined with all the foods to make a formal meal, this is an extreme case. Rav Moshe Feinstein has a very interesting case. He asks, he says, I don't understand. People come here in America, and they come to a wedding, and they don't want to wash. Okay. So, but they sit down at the wedding and they eat the whole thing, right? They eat the salad and the soup and the potatoes and the meat and everything they serve, they eat, right? And at the end of the meal, they have a piece of cake. Rav Moshe says, well, they should eat, say the after blessing should be with the Muslim. Because in fact, they had Passover kisnim, which is the cake, and they had the whole meal, right? They ate the same as the other guy who was sitting next to him. Maybe a slice less because they didn't give a second piece of cake. But right, practically speaking, this person had a whole formal meal and had Passover kisnim. So Rav Moshe rules that in that case, this person who went to the wedding should say birkas hamazon at the end.
Because of the cake.
Now most people did not listen to Rav Zakeh Rav Moshe, but I said most people say they say the alamech ba'kalkal. I'll tell you why. Because the reason is the following, because we say that when this Passover kisnim is used as bread, so therefore then it turns out to be bread, right? So we can find with crackers or with such a thing, or if you're only eating cake. But if you clearly have your whole meal, right, that you meat and the potatoes or everything, and then at the end you had a piece of cake, that suddenly you're not using that piece of cake as bread, it suddenly uses a snack. So that's why, even though technically speaking you ate the same amount as a formal meal and cake, right? But still, the reason why people would only make alamei kala is because it was clearly used as a snack. And that's why people do it. It's still fine. It would be better to stay away from that case because I'm not sure exact, but common practice is not like that. Common practice is you have a whole meal and at the end of the meal you have a piece of cake. Then you make two brachos. You make barin for Shabbat on the rice and the meat, and then alamei kala on the piece of cake if you ate the right amount. People don't do that. It would be better to stay away from such a case, but people don't do it. You don't have to try yourself crazy. Maybe Nasirzim Achuva, the person says, it says you mathmir, so maybe you should stay away from it. Or if you want to be strict, so then wash yourself and make a Maitzil Lechamin Arts. Okay, I think we should stop here. Tomorrow, Blessed Hashem, we'll continue with.